One of the topics covered in the article is what will it do for the power bill? Well, thanks to the low voltage systems and setups that they have, and thanks to the fact that you're off peak and your power consumption is so much cheaper in the middle of the night, it's not something that you're going to see a big hit on your monthly power bill.
You really aren't. It isn't going to be as expensive as your holiday Christmas lighting that you put up on all right. Throughout your yard.
So that truth.
It the new systems with the LED lighting, low voltage, you're using 1/10 the amount of power to get the same amount of light. That's hard to beat.
And you're probably not going to turn them all on every night either. You know, a lot of it for the outdoor is going to be entertaining, or when you have guests over, you're not going to be at full capacity every single day in most cases.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you get a basic idea of what you'd like, then you recruit an expert like Arizona Outdoor Lighting and have them come in. And then they, like I say, it's really nice once it's set up where you have a set number of lights just to set the mood. But then as you move from one area to the other, motion sensors then actuate a secondary layer of lighting. And I mean, it just creates a whole artistic impression of it. It's turning your back and your front yard basically into resort settings. I mean, correctly done lighting is masterful, and it's gorgeous. I'll tell you, some of the best lighting I like is moonbeam lighting that mounts in the tops of your big trees and actually shines down. So as you're walking through the patios and walking areas, and I originally saw this at the Arizona Botanical Garden, the shadows of the tree limbs are on your sidewalk and your traffic pattern areas. And it's just a really, really cool effect.
We've got Matt on the line who wants to talk about security lighting. Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
That's awesome. Thank you guys for taking my call. We appreciate it.
You bet, Mark.
What I'd love to have an answer to is, I'll ask the question first and I'll give you the situation so that you can kind of riff on it.
Okay.
I'm looking to have outdoor lighting put around my house mainly for security purposes. In the front of the house, I have coach lighting like everybody has, and on my back patio, I have one main light. But that's all the lighting I have on the exterior of my house. And I have those regular dark spots on the left and the right when you look at the front of the house where the alleys are. And my backyard is and side alleys are pretty much completely dark. So situation I have is I have an electrician that I can have do a lot of the exterior electrical work for a greatly reduced cost due to some trades that I'm doing with him in a business sense.
A little bartering, huh?
Yeah, some bartering.
Okay,
but
all right.
While he does know some about exterior lighting, he's not a security lighting expert. So I'm trying to figure out how to fill that part of the gap.
Well, you know, one of the things about security lighting, Mark, is I want you to be respectful of your neighbors. We have a situation with one of our clients that we put security lighting around the perimeter of their house to light those dark spots you were specifically talking about at the gable ends on each side of the house. And we coached the client as to how these lights needed to be pointed. We set them up just right. And there was one area off to the very far back corner of the property he didn't feel we lit strong enough. So he got up on a ladder and redirected that one light. And about three nights later, the neighbor came over and said, you know, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd point that thing back down the way it was. Because from my house, that's all I can see is this one light shining right in my backyard. So in security lighting, no, it can be done without or with full respect of your neighbor. So keep that in mind first. You don't want to upset your neighbors. Then secondarily, whether it's a floodlight or a spotlight, whether it's line voltage or low voltage makes a big difference. Motion detectors make a big difference. But I mean, you can mount low voltage LED lighting on the backside of your soffits, fascias, or barge rafters and not be extremely visible, but just flood straight down an area that lights the whole area. And that, for security, that's really all you need. You don't need to create glare bombs either. You just need to light those dark areas. So in looking at your situation, consider going low voltage. Consider mounting hidden lights. And you can drop the motion detector eye to where it picks up the motion. That's not a problem at all. But those are a couple considerations I would throw out to you. Do they make sense?
They do. When I talked to this gentleman, not bothering my neighbors was the number one priority I had.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I also, I was nervous about having very large light bulbs mounted very low so that when I walked into the yard, all they did was shine in my face and I couldn't see anything. So that low voltage thing is a brand new idea for me that I didn't know about, and that's great.
And you probably have a block wall around your entire backyard.
Yeah, I live in a traditional, subdivision. I have a smaller yard, about 5 feet between the house and the block wall. So there's not a lot of space for the light to splash before it ends up in my neighbor's yard.
Yeah, but you can also shine that against your block wall, and that'll bounce a lot of light back without it shining directly into your face. So you can use that block wall to bounce the light back.
That's awesome. Is there a resource that you would recommend where I could read a little bit more about the different types of lighting, especially the more modern styles, not just a 150-watt bulb, but something that's, more modern? Where can I learn a little more about that before I do this project?
Where I would send you from Maricopa is go up Chandler Avenue and turn south onto Roosevelt, and there's a Ewing Irrigation, and they have a pretty good selection of outdoor lighting and sound. And that would be the first place I would stop. And then you'd ask to read up on it. They probably supply four or five different manufacturers, and each one of those manufacturers is going to have a pamphlet that's going to have, it's going to bore you to sleep at night.
And for a basic introduction, you could go to our blog and topic of the day article we've published at rosieonthehouse.com. And I think we're going to be covering the different types of bulbs are probably going to come up in next week's program. So stay tuned to this and next week's program, and you'll have the basics down, and then get into Ewing over there and have them coach you through it. I think it would be a great opportunity to start. But again, what I've seen in security lighting is where we used to mount big old spots on the outside of the fascia, pointing either direction from the corner, aren't being done very much anymore. We're tucking them back behind the fascia, let the motion detector stick out just below the fascia, and then the light kind of goes against your house as opposed to going out to the public domain. And the other thing about lighting is, we have a couple of cities in Arizona that are night light certified, and we don't want to compromise that certification. So be careful with your uplighting.
That's dark night.
Dark night certification. Thank you. And Tucson is one?
Tucson and Flagstaff. And Flagstaff was the first one in the world with that designation. How cool is that?
Which is like no lit billboards and a certain amount of street lights.
Right. There's a lot of city ordinances that go with that. And people who really respect and want that would want that from their neighbors too. So.
Well, and that's the great thing about the new type of lighting is rather than that 120-volt spotlight being sunk in a ground receptacle pointing straight up, now you're doing it in a low-voltage barrel fixture that you're actually directing right to the specific tree trunk, right to the specific ocotilla that you're trying to shadow create. So that's made a big difference as well. That will go a long way for eliminating the light pollution.
So you know what I see in the future, if this doesn't exist already?
Here
those motion lights that turn on. they will have a camera with them, and it'll notify your phone, your security light just activated. Do you want to view that area? And you'll be able to say yes or no, and then see is it a squirrel, is it a rabbit, is it an alley dog, is it, the neighbor kid.
I don't think that's
sneaking over the back fence.
I don't think that's too far in the future. I think you can actually get that with Ring and Nest now.
Yeah, I said if it doesn't exist already, it does. Soon.
It does. You can actually be notified constantly.
But that's your Ring doorbell. I'm talking security light for your backyard
But it's all part of the same system. It's all integrated.
Hey, I have a question because this has happened before with my security lighting under the carport. When you have a windstorm or a wind starts blowing, this particular light would pick up a leaf flying through the air go on.
It will.
How do you combat wind, or can you?
Well, that's the dilemma with a lot of these applications in my mind, because on one of our rental properties, we put a Ring doorbell, and I've got it set to the lowest sensitivity setting I can set it. And every time a pedestrian's walking in that neighborhood on that sidewalk, it sets it off. Every time a car above the size of a sedan goes by, a SUV or a van or a pickup truck, it sets it off. I mean, it's constantly going. I finally just turned it off.
You just solved something that's I've been observing and never figured out. I will be running through my neighborhood. I'm in the middle of the street. I'll go by a house.
Bing, and again, bing, 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 bing.
But the door is far enough away, and suddenly I'm like, why'd the light go on?
Yeah.
Now they see me.
Yeah.
It's ugly, but they see me.
They've got to come up with a better sensitivity detective than and my system isn't that old. I mean, it's a year old. I've got it set to the least sensitivity as possible, and it still sets it off too much, and my phone just is pinging constantly. But they do have the accessory lights and cameras that you can mount
like camera combo.
Yeah, that you can mount around the perimeter and integrate it all into that one system.
Does it send a notification to your phone? Hey,
if you want it to. Be sure you want that before you sign up for it. You can join the conversation, just like Mark did from Maricopa, at 1-888-767-4348. Auto attendant answers, hit 1. That'll send you right into the call screener booth to my birthday girl, sweet Jennifer.